From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. Florida turns in a middling performance in the latest state-by-state measure of senior health by the United Health Foundation. Rick Stone tells us there's good news in the report, but also information to take very seriously.
It's a state-by-state survey on 34 measures of health, and generally it shows encouraging health gains for seniors and an increasing willingness to improve their own health. Florida ranked 28th in the nation. Dr. Rhonda Randall, the senior advisor on the study, says in some areas, Florida seniors do pretty well.
We're doing good at being physically active. Florida has a low prevalence of physical inactivity. Florida did well in a high use of hospice care, also a lower prevalence of falls.
But the other news is not so good. The elderly of the Sunshine State are fatter than they should be and tend to drink too much. Florida comes in dead last in the number of available home health care workers, and it scores another 50th place on the number of seniors with chronic conditions such as high blood pressure, obesity, and diabetes.
And when you have the number of seniors growing and at the same time ranking 50th in the nation for the number of chronic conditions, what are we going to do about it?
Randall says our state is expecting an 88% increase in the number of elderly residents in 25 years. Florida improved a bit from last year's survey when it came out 29th in overall senior health. This year, like last year, Minnesota has the healthiest seniors in the country. It's followed in order by Hawaii, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts. The bottom five are Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Louisiana, and the unhealthiest senior state of all, Mississippi. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Floridians can take advantage of a week-long sales tax holiday on hurricane supplies starting this Saturday. The tax break, which passed during this year's legislative session, means a 6% price break on supplies like tarps, batteries, radios, and generators. John Fleming of the Florida Retail Federation says many people don't prepare for a hurricane until one is threatening the state and supplies are harder to get.
And that's when retailers will start to run low on these things because everybody's buying them when they know that the storm is looming.
Florida hasn't been hit by a major hurricane since 2005, and there's fear among emergency managers that many Floridians have become complacent. The Golden Gate Bridge, Grand Central Station, name an iconic public works project, and All Aboard Florida evoked it during a news conference today. The company was unveiling its design for the Miami train station that will anchor the southern end of its high-speed track to Orlando. It'll occupy 11 acres of downtown with elevated tracks and a terminal 50 feet in the air. Architect Roger Duffy says his plan calls for the biggest train station in America.
In terms of a feat of engineering, I would say it's more similar to a great bridge span. So, I don't know, Brooklyn Bridge, Bay Bridge, San Francisco Bridge, or some other notable piece of infrastructure, Hoover Dam. But we hope that through that expression, it becomes emblematic of South Florida the way that the Sydney Opera House is of Australia.
All Aboard Florida is a subsidiary of Coral Gables-based Florida East Coast Industries. Supposedly, the passenger rail line and its stations will be built exclusively with private money. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Andy Wagner.